Unit 13. Listening, page 65. Right, I've called this quick meeting because I've got to organise the annual sales conference this year and I want to avoid a few of the pitfalls. I know you've all been to a good number of conferences of one kind or another over the years, so I'd be grateful for a bit of advice if you can. What can go wrong, do you think, Candice?
Well, I really look forward to conferences, meeting colleagues from other offices and old friends who've moved to other jobs and other organisations. And it gets me out of the office in my working time. So, what I really look forward to is going somewhere exotic, somewhere I couldn't afford to go if it was me who was paying. I can remember a really awful conference held in some ugly industrial town just because it was easy for most delegates to get to, when what we really wanted was, you know, somewhere a bit more unusual. They should have sent us to South America or the Far East or something. I mean, it didn't even work out cheaper in the end.
Good point. What about you, Igor?
I can remember a one-day conference which got off to a dreadful start because the woman who was going to give the first speech, very distinguished she was too, just couldn't handle the technology, you know. I think she had a PowerPoint presentation prepared, but she couldn't make it work. Mind you, it wasn't a computer or anything like that. It was her. And she got nervous and lost her place, started repeating herself, and it spoiled the whole day. Got everyone in a bad, uncooperative state of mind. She really should have practiced a bit beforehand. It's not that difficult.
Okay. Thanks, Igor. And you, Paula?
I can tell you about a conference held in a lovely old 19th century hotel in Oslo. The place really wasn't suited to the sort of conference this was supposed to be. For instance, the keynote speech was in the dance hall, with everyone sitting on plastic chairs and nowhere to take notes. They should have hired one of those purpose-built conference centres. The organisers, I mean. Much better. Decent air-conditioned lecture theatres, comfortable padded seating.
Yes, but more expensive, I guess.
Sure, but it gives a better impression.
You're right about that, but I can tell you what most upset me.
What's that, Harry?
It was the people.
The people? But you go to a conference to meet people, Harry. Be reasonable.
No, the people hired to run the conference. You know, the stewards and receptionists. This was that sales conference a number of years ago now. You might remember it. You were there. They were all so rude and offhand. I just don't think they'd been given any training in customer service. So we were lost and fed up. It completely ruined the 4 days we were there. And you know, it was a lovely place. Should have been a great conference.
So we have to make sure we get the right people. Finally, you, Susan.
It's hard to remember, actually.
What?
I mean, it's hard to remember a good conference in my case. I hate them all. But, you know, being in a wheelchair doesn't help. It's not the lifts or things like that. It's staying in hotels. Somehow, they're never quite right for someone like me. I just find the rooms unsuitable. Too hot or too noisy, things like that. And I find it difficult to sleep in a strange bed.
There are several things there which I'll have to bear in mind. Thanks, Susan. So, what other advice can you all give me before I go off and start emailing people, you know?